Welcome back to the tea. And I think that we showed up like we're going to teach a workout class after this.
Yeah.
Did we have plans for that?
No. No, I will not be doing that. I will be going to Walmart.
Yeah, well, that is a workout.
Yeah, so this is under stress for the people of Walmart.
Yeah, I would consider that fitness.
Yeah.
Going to Walmart. For sure. Or any type of grocery shopping.
Yeah, the thing about me is I'm a big believer in athleisure.
Me too.
Yeah, not necessarily for the workout purposes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always looking like I'm working out.
Always. But did I? No, I haven't in a very, very long time.
It's been a while.
Dare I say a year? I don't know. It's been a long time.
No, you definitely need... No, it's not been that long.
It's been a while.
You just need stretchy clothing. But let me tell you something that mom always told me about stretchy pants. And this has stayed in my mind for multiple years.
Okay.
I don't even remember. It's been a long time since she told me this. It's probably been before...
I think I know what you're going to say.
Basically, she was like, you need to wear real pants because you don't know how much weight you gain. If you're just wearing yoga pants all the time. Or are they still called yoga pants? Leggings?
What are people calling them?
Leggings.
I feel like...
Yoga pants?
Maybe. I have been... Okay.
Which, well, what I was saying is that's true.
Yes.
I found that to officially be true because the same leggings I wore 40 pounds ago, I'm still wearing now.
Mm-hmm.
And they fit me just fine. So I would, but the same shorts I wore 40 pounds ago don't fit me. So what I'm saying is,
not stretchy.
There are truth in that. There is truth to be found in that statement.
Sure.
I mean, so if you only wear athleisure, maybe go put a pair of pants on, see where you're at. Like a pair of jeans.
Well, I mean, honestly, for the most part in pregnancy, I wore like non-maternity leggings. I just wore my leggings.
Yeah.
Because they stretch.
Yeah.
And I would just, like, move the band, like, lower.
Yeah.
And just keep wearing the same pants.
I didn't do that.
I did finally, by the end, you know,
yeah,
the last couple months, hop into some maternity over the belly.
Yeah. That was the best purchase of my whole pregnancy, maternity pants.
Mm-hmm.
Far
yeah. I mean, you definitely get to a place where it's, like, you're already uncomfortable anyways. Even, I would say, even before you're, like, big, you're uncomfortable.
Yes. Well,
thing.
Your pants already don't fit.
Your pants already don't fit because the whole bloating process.
And my pants didn't fit before I was pregnant. And they really didn't fit anymore.
And, you know, like, whenever you're, like, really, I don't know what, someone mowing the yard.
Yeah, your neighbor's mowing the grass.
So, hopefully you can't hear that.
But if you can, it's summer.
People are out mowing. And in my neighborhood, they mow at all hours of the day. If my baby's napping, my neighbor's mowing.
Your neighbor's always mowing.
Yeah. So it's
every time I'm here, your neighbor's mowing.
Yeah. I know. They be keeping their yards up around here.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have no, we don't have an HOA, but I imagine if we did, we would be getting fined on the regular.
I think. They would, isn't that real though?
They would kick us out.
They really do that.
Who?
HOAs.
I don't know if they kick you out or, I mean, if they fine you.
Yeah.
Well.
Like, are those real rules?
Well, I would imagine, though, if you're paying an HOA, you're keeping up with your yard because HOAs are very expensive. So, like,
okay,
you're not, okay, that's not something you're, like, you're taking care of it. But somebody's taking care of it. You've got a landscaper. You've got some, you got a garden man. You got somebody in your man HOA.
Wow.
Because they're expensive.
The more you know.
Yeah, I wanted to circle back to speaking of shopping.
Yes.
I need to go shopping.
I need to go shopping too.
And I have been, because well, this is what I'll say, and I know you're way better, which you're a little bit shorter than me, so it's a little bit easier to shop online.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I see all these cute things that I love online, and I'm like, I would love for that to fit me the same way that it's fitting this person, but I don't know how. Like, you know, say, okay, this person's 5'7".
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, 5'7 and 6'1, that's a pretty big jump.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, if it's short on her, or, like, if it fits her this way, it's going to not fit me like that at all. Also, as we were kind of discussing very briefly on the boat yesterday, I don't recognize my body anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not the same as I once was. I am a new creation.
in Christ Jesus.
Yeah. I am redeemed, shall I say. I don't know. You
have a redeemed body now.
This
is okay.
No, it's fine. It's just nothing fits me the way that it used to.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to, like,
accommodate.
I feel like there's nothing to, like, okay. This is going to sound really bad and really, this is very negative self-talk. But But I feel like I don't know how to, like, not that I want to wear clothes that accentuate my body, but you want to wear clothes that fit your body the right way.
Yes.
Because then, like, you feel better in it, you feel good in it, and all that. And I don't know what to wear to, like, I feel like there's nothing to accentuate. I feel like I'm left with nothing. And I don't really know where to go from here.
Okay. Well, I can't help you.
I know.
And I think you just have to go and, like, try things on.
I know. And I need to do that.
I hate doing that.
I hate doing it. And I'm like, how am I going to do it with these kids?
I'm an online shopper.
Yeah. I'm going to need, basically, like, I need to go shopping, but I need somebody to come with me just to watch my kids.
Or, like, just a babysitter.
Yeah. So that I can, like, focus on what I'm doing. Because I do get stuck in the reels about, like, people doing trial hauls and stuff.
Me too.
I really get sick of them. And I'm like, oh, man. And so I recently have seen ones at Target.
Yeah.
And there are some cute stuff.
Yeah. I haven't even been.
I haven't been to Target.
What do you know about it?
And I'm like, maybe I should pop into Target. Like, what if I just popped into Target?
I have been in the 9, almost 10 months that I've been living with Tina, I have not shopped. I mean, maybe got, like, one shirt or, like, something, but I have not shopped at all because I just quite literally don't have anywhere to put it.
Yeah.
So I've been, like, you know, I will not be doing any type of shopping until, you know, I have a closet.
Yeah.
And, like, a house. And, And I stand by that with, like, tops. I don't have, one thing about me, for those who don't know, is that I am very minimal. You know this. Mm-hmm. Very minimal. I don't own a lot of clothes because I don't want to own a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
Like, I just am very basic. Like, I have, like, these 3 shirts. Mm-hmm. I have, like, my ghost outfit, and I just wear those things on repeat.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I don't need more things.
I mean, honestly, I do the same thing.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, even, like, for example, Tina, who has, like, more clothes than anybody I know, but still does that, wears her ghost outfit.
Yeah.
You know, and so anyway, I just came to the point in my life a few years ago that I was like, I don't need all this stuff. I'm not even using it. Like, get rid of it. Mm-hmm. So, and I keep it like that. Like, if I am buying a new item, it's because another item is going away. So, that being said, long story short, is none of my pants fit.
Right.
Which you think would be good.
It is good.
But not if you don't like shopping and you are, like, a minimalist person.
I know, but, like, you can't be negative about this. This is quite literally what you wanted.
Like, I don't know if I wanted my pants to not fit.
What did you think was going to happen? No, tell me what you thought was going to happen. Did you think you were going to lose a bunch of weight and that your pants were still going to fit you?
Yes.
That's like, I mean, it's not the same, but it's like being like, okay, for example, I bought pants right after I had Noah because none of my pants fit.
Yeah.
Those pants do not fit anymore. I look crazy. They're way too baggy.
Yeah.
But like, what did I think was going to happen?
What did you think was going to happen?
I think that I thought that I was
going to... This is your size now.
Yes. I thought that, like, my body was never going to, like, go back. And it didn't, by the way. It didn't go back, but it's a new thing now.
Yeah. It's a new creation.
It's a new creation.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely not, like, I definitely have lost weight. I don't know if I would say, I think I've lost muscle. I think I've lost it all.
Same.
Yeah, it's all gone. But I took those pants with me when we went on the beach trip.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'll just, like, wear these jeans when I'm over. And I put them on, and I look so dumb in them.
Yeah.
And so, Caleb was like, you cannot wear those pants. No, he didn't say that. He would never.
No, I was going to say that was very cheesy.
He would never say that. But I was like, did these pants look too big? And he laughed and was like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
moral story is I need to get some shorts. And I will be doing that soon.
Because and you need some jeans.
I need some jeans. I have one pair of jeans that fit.
Because even, I think, you know, for moms, like, I mean, yes, I probably will be in shorts a lot throughout the summer.
I'm mostly wearing, if I'm going out to dinner or, like, to church, I'm wearing jeans.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you, like, I have learned that jeans are, like, very important.
They're essential.
And I have one pair, and I just keep wearing them.
Yeah.
I'm just wearing them every time I'm going anywhere. I'm like, well, I'm putting these pants back on.
That you have to wear jeans.
That I need to wear jeans. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, so, like, once a week.
Before you leave, you should take those shorts to try.
Yeah.
That I have.
I will. I already thought about that.
Well, so, I mean, I do kind of like, I mean, Abercrombie has great stuff.
That's, and I told you, I'm so mad about it. Because last summer, I bought 4 pairs of Abercrombie shorts. And if you know, you know.
Yeah, those are I have Abercrombie shorts.
They are proud of those shorts.
Yeah, they're proud of everything they got.
And, but it, at the time, I was like, this is an investment because they're really good quality shorts.
Okay, yeah.
Well, what did I invest in one summer? That's what I invested in because they don't fit me, but I will be keeping them because.
Annabeth.
You just don't know.
Anna's, like, literally just keeps every size jean. Like, she'll have, like,
not even
6, 8, 10.
And I used to. And I did used to do that.
Yeah.
For this reason.
Right.
It's like, I literally, there was a time in my life a few years ago where I had anything from a size 4 to a size 12 in my closet.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
And I just, because you just don't know. As a woman, you don't know. You could be. It could be your time of the month and you pop up a size. You know, you just,
that's true.
You need some fluctuation. And my weight has fluctuated heavily over like the last 8 years. Like a lot. So I just kept all the sizes. Well, like 2 years ago when I was going through my great purge, I was like, let's get realistic. You're not going to ever be a size 4 again. Or a 6. Or an 8.
I think you're. LOL.
No. Actually, that's not your. This is who you are now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. Love yourself. Yeah. Self-love.
Yeah. And by the way, it is okay. That would have been okay.
Yeah. So I got rid of everything except for my current size I was wearing.
If that would be healthy.
Here's the problem. It did, in fact, go the other way.
Exactly.
And now I don't have any pants that fit me.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if this is a cautionary tale to not throw your pants out, or...
Okay, but did you feel like keeping the sizes that were lower? Because I did the same thing after having Noah. I kept my sizes. I did have a moment where I was like, I'm getting rid. Like, there's no way I'm going to fit back in the jeans, which now, LOL, I could. But, like, I think for me... seeing pants that I couldn't, like, fit my booty over anymore made me more sad and then mad at myself. And so that's why I was like, I just got to get rid of these because, like, I don't want to see this, like, in my closet. Do you feel like that's kind of what it was doing for you?
Yeah.
Like, instead of it being motivational.
It was not motivational. One thing about me is, like, when it comes to stuff like that, that type of motivation is not my motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not what motivates me. Me feeling bad is not what motivates me.
What motivates
some people do. You know what? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good question. And I need to, like, think about that and talk to my therapist about it. But, for example, when I was, like, I was probably 12 or 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was racing in Charlotte. And it was my first season that it was in legend cars. And I had never done that before. And it was my first time, and I was really bad at it. It was so, it was such a brief blip of my life. I just hated it so much. It didn't, like, suit my driving style. I just hated.
I don't even remember you doing that.
No, yeah. So, I hated it. Okay. So, after, I don't know, it was, like, I didn't race that long. So, it was not far into this journey. We had went, after the race, it was, like, the crew guys, because I was racing, like, for a team. So, it was, like, the crew guys and, like, dad and, like, I don't know who all was there. But we were eating, and basically, they, like, decided, they being, like, dad and, like, the crew chief and, like, whoever else was there, that they were just going to, like, tell me how terrible I was as, like, motivation to be better. And it was, like, and this is, like, a 12-year-old, 13-year-old me. Mm-hmm. Okay? And to this day, I still remember, like, just the feeling like I'm the worst. And I should just, like, quit racing and, like, die. Like, I don't know. I just remember that being, like, the worst. And long story short, that type, like, that doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to.
You think, like, you're fat? You're so fat. It's never going to make me be like, I should go work out.
And a lot of people are like that.
I mean,
are a lot of people like that?
I think people are like, okay, for example, Jake, if you tell him he can't do something, he's going to go do it and he's going to be the best at it.
So I'm like that too.
I'm not like that.
Like, if you're like, haha, that's so dumb. Like, that's a dumb idea. Like, you can't do that. Or.
Yeah.
Like, even, okay, I would say, like, even with, like, the podcast or something.
Yeah.
I feel like I've said for a long time, okay, like, we're going to start a podcast, we're going to start a podcast, and people would, like, be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, what's it going to be about? Like, when are you going to do it? And that, to me, is, like, fuel to make that happen.
Yeah.
But to, like, follow up with the thing about, I mean, I kind of feel like that was, like, mom and dad's MO.
Yeah.
For motivation for us growing up, which I do need therapy for that. I need to be therapized on that.
Which I think that's one reason why, like, after everything that happened last year and then me, like, being alive is, like, such a miracle. Because that is, like, when somebody's like, you're terrible, you're ugly, you're the worst, you should die, you should, you know, all the things. I'm just like, okay. I am. Like, that's my personality. I'm just like, I am terrible. Like, I'm the worst. And so, and that's on therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've gotten better at it. But I do have coping mechanisms now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think that, like, no one's going to be able to handle or should be, because, like, that's actually evil.
Well,
by the way,
one could say.
So, I mean, I don't think anyone is able to just, like,
yeah,
handle being told, like, terrible things about themselves, like, on the regular. I mean, honestly, like, when you tell me that, like, something I did was feral, that hurts my feelings.
That's so crazy.
So, I'm sensitive.
Oh, okay.
I am.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's okay. Speaking of that, I was going to talk about what happened at Bailey's Ball game the other day. So, basically, they had a tournament this past weekend, Memorial Day weekend. So dumb, first of all. It's beautiful. The sun is shining. We should be literally anywhere but in this gym.
Yeah.
And it was in, like, five different
gyms. That is so dumb.
It was, like, the same tournament in five different gyms. So, it's, like, every game, you're going to a different gym.
I want to make a person making the schedule. I'm going to let you talk, but in a second.
Okay, Kanye.
Sorry. No. In a second, I want you to circle back with schedules.
Okay. Schedules.
I have some tea on that.
Okay.
It's not tea, but...
Okay. Something to say.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, we're at this tournament. It's not going good. It hadn't been going good. It's not been going good for a minute. Okay? So...
You're saying, like, they're losing.
They're losing.
That's what you mean by it's not been going good. We need to specify that. Because I think that people are like, what's not going good?
Okay, they're losing.
They're not good at basketball.
They're just...
They're kids.
They're kids. They're like... They're 11-year-olds playing in the 13-year-old bracket. It's just... It's been a challenge.
They're out of their league.
Literally.
Yeah.
And there has been challenges. So, anyway. So, there's a grandma. A very cute, beautiful, stunning, gorgeous, trendy grandma. We love her. We stan. She's great.
That usually you're kind of like, I want to be her
one. I literally am her, want to be her. She is me. I am her as a grandma. So she comes to support her grandson that's on Bailey's team. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say his name. I won't say his name. It could have been funny to the story because they're all just kind of like Braxton, Paxton, Jackson, which is just cracks me up anyway.
Yeah. So 2024,
girls. It's so 2024, and it makes me giggle. But anyway, so she's supporting her grandson, and she's feisty. Like, she's always yelling. She's always screaming at the refs. Like, it's entertaining. With, you know, it's funny. And
well, especially when it's not you.
Especially when it's not you. And so, I could see how that would be irritating to other people. But on the other team, there was a girl playing. Which, that was the first time we had played a team that had, like, a female on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Which, who cares, by the way?
Who cares?
By the way, who cares? So.
And she's good?
And she was good. She was good. She was a really, really good defender. Well, she just happened to be there playing man-to-man, and she was defending this woman's grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she's a very, very good defender. So, at one point, she did foul him.
Okay.
As you do in basketball.
Yeah.
As you do.
I mean, if you're asking Tina, all she told you to do was foul.
Yeah. So, like,
I don't care if you foul out. You get in there.
Be aggressive.
Be aggressive.
Yeah. So, she was being aggressive, which you'd love to see it.
Yeah.
I love to see it. So, this lady, like, very loudly, like, screams, "You need to go back to the girls' team." And when I tell you, I was triggered.
Where was this girl's parents?
I'm pretty sure they were like two people down from where Jake and I were sitting.
Okay. Why do you think?
By the way, because, well, one, I think she had a sister that like literally looked just like her.
Okay.
Jake immediately was like, "That's that girl's sister." And I was like, "Why do you say that?" She's like, "Dude, you look just like her." I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure.
Uh-huh.
And they were so cute, and, like, they potentially could have been, like, I don't know how to say this, very, very Christian.
Okay.
They just had, like, long braided hair, long skirt.
Oh.
Like, they just,
I see,
like,
what you're saying.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
What do you call it, like, Orthodox?
Yeah.
That's Jews.
No,
they weren't even Jewish.
Okay, let's not speak into this.
I know what I'm talking about. What you're saying. You know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, I was so triggered by this. I, like, literally went into, like, a full panic. And that's a me thing.
Uh-huh.
That's just, like, a me thing. But I just could not believe a woman would say that to, like, a 13-year-old child. Female child. Or any child.
Mm-hmm. I can believe it.
I can't.
People are the worst.
It was really, really upsetting. Like, because she was so good. And, like, piggybacking off. Why can't I talk today? Piggybacking.
It's a weird word to say.
Piggybacking. All of what I was just saying. It's like, my first thought, and actually I said this to Jake, I was like, someone telling that to, like, a 12 or 13-year-old child could, like, redirect their whole lives, potentially, mm-hmm. depending on where they, like, their personality and, like, who they are and whatever. It was just really upsetting, and I just had to bring it up because this is a promise, if she would have said one more thing about it, I was going to come unglued, and she wasn't going to like me anymore.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, like, we're out here for the girlies.
Mm-hmm.
We're supporting the girlies.
Well, and also, it's kind of like, you're upset because she was better than your son.
Literally.
Or not son, grandson.
No.
But still, I mean, she was. And that was what you were mad about, and that's what triggered her.
Like,
she was triggered by that. And that's not her problem.
That is not her thing that she needs to talk to her therapist about. But don't. Like, why are you here?
You're doing, like, that. She was being an example of being a better player.
Yes.
To your grandson. Like, maybe he should take notes.
Maybe he should be on the girls' team, is what I said.
But then I feel like that's still not very nice to say, because then it's like,
no, it's not nice. I didn't say it was being nice.
No, but I'm saying, like, that's then saying that the girls' team
is less than.
Yes. So, like, you just said that.
Okay. And I see what you're saying, but, like, what I meant by that is, if in her brain the girls' team is less than, then maybe he needs to be less than if he can't handle the greater.
Yeah.
The greater call.
Yeah.
Either way, it was messed up. You shouldn't have said that. And I was going to come unglued. And nobody wanted to see that.
We don't.
And she didn't. She didn't say anything else. And praise
the Lord. But would you say, tuck that back in?
Literally, she needed to tuck that back in, and so did I. And honestly, it ruined like half my day. I couldn't stop thinking about it.
I'm sorry.
I know, that's a me thing.
Yeah, because you know, she probably didn't think another thing about it.
Didn't think about it again. She didn't even care when she said it.
Unless she, which you're probably not friends with her on Facebook, I'm but like, she'd not be the type that would go on Facebook and be like, today at
Braxton Paxton Paxton's basketball game, there was a little girl who didn't deserve to be out there. She needed to be back on the girls' team.
Yeah. She'd not be one of those. I don't know. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
I hope not. Maybe that was just like a one-off comment. Probably not. I feel like if you say it one time, you would say it about times. And you would say it on Facebook.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, I just hope I don't encounter that again, because now I'm already triggered by it. Mm-hmm. And if it happens again, like,
that's so unfortunate for her, because now she's kind of ruined her influence on you.
I know, because I love
you. Were so influenced by her.
And that's a lesson on, like, you can literally, like, somebody can love you and you can say one thing, like, so unhinged. And now I'm like, I literally have no respect for this woman. Literally wouldn't pee on her if she was on fire.
Oh.
No, that's how I feel.
Okay.
It hit me that hard.
Yeah.
It hit me
that hard. It.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, my daughter, I hope that she is on the boys' team. Because at the end of the day, that is considered, like, whatever we say, that would be considered, like, you're really good if you... Because at the end of the day, physiologically, boys are faster and stronger and...
Well, it's kind of like the whole thing with, like, what people are paid. Because, you know, the whole saga with the WNBA.
Yeah.
Versus the NBA.
Yeah.
Darkly, it's crazy how USA, how different it is.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, just a few thousand, not even hundreds of thousands of dollars, just like a regular income versus
millions
of dollars.
Right.
Boys versus girls. And they're doing the exact same job.
Yeah,
I know it's different organizations.
Yeah,
I know the NBA has way more money and is way bigger. And
well, the viewership.
Yeah,
and I think that has a lot to do with it. Which has really exponentially grown because of Caitlin Clark, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's going to just, like, change the whole narrative. And,
like, also, it's not saying, like, congratulations on your contract. It's just crazy to think that somebody that would be the same age and the same, just a different...
You're playing the same sport.
Male versus female. Mm-hmm. Their contract is so, so much larger than hers. But congratulations to her. I mean,
yeah.
So exciting.
Yeah.
But even it's like, yeah, I feel like a lot of sports that we are watching are male-driven sports.
Yeah.
Where, how did we get there?
I don't know.
It's just facts.
That's just
facts. But yeah, okay, so I gotta tell you this because sports is making the schedules.
Okay.
Guess what? Have you heard this already? You probably have. Okay, first of all, I'm really sad because, of course, now that Caleb's not with the Panthers, the Chiefs are playing the Panthers this year. And we did already reach out about tickets. I think that those tickets are gone because Caleb reached out to, you know, his connections and was like, hey, can I get your tickets? I'm trying to find some connections. I'm trying to find some connections. If you are a season ticket holders, I'm coming this year. So, LMK, I need to know. I want to go to that game. But, trying to get to that game. But let me tell you about that. Let me tell you about the Chiefs.
Okay.
The NFL allowed... So, I don't know if it's like the NFL... I don't know who makes the schedules. I don't know if the Chiefs makes their own schedules. Or if the NFL makes everyone's schedules. But I think that the NFL makes everyone's schedules.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
And they're trying to hear your schedule.
Yes. They made an exception and let them change and make their schedule around Taylor's schedule.
Is that true?
I don't know if it's true, but that's what Caleb said. And he's, like, so into sports. And
like, they do, like, get so much more viewership and so much more money. Like, millions of dollars, right?
I'm sure that the NFL is, like, we will literally lay our lives down for whatever. For the Chiefs, really, at this point, to do whatever you want to do because you're bringing in so much
money. Yeah.
Yeah, and it is a game. It's a money game.
I mean, think of all the millions, one would argue billions.
Billions.
Of Swifties that are now watching football.
Yes. And are buying the... I mean, there was a hat that came up on my algorithm the other day that was like a Kansas City hat. Did I almost buy it? I didn't. But did I almost? Yeah, I thought about it.
I thought about it.
But then I was like, I have too many hats right now. It's fine.
No, I don't even like football, nor do I watch it. But I did watch the Super Bowl and like the playoffs.
I will... I actually don't mind football.
I just don't really get, it's kind of like the world's dumbest sport.
Yeah, like, let's just hit each other.
Let's hit each other and see what happens.
Yeah, but I kind of like have always, once I met Caleb, needed to get into it more because they like ride or die, you know, for Alabama football.
Crazy.
And so that is like, that's their holiday. You know what I mean? Like, that's their thing. And so I did need to get into it more. Once I met him, and then I kind of was like, it's okay. Like, I realized it's okay if I'm not
a football fan.
That's fine. But I'll circle back around. I think I am into it. I am going to keep up with the season this year, the NFL season. And I am going to go to a couple Panthers games.
I mean, if we can't go to the Arrow Store.
Because now Caleb can come with me. That'll be fun. I'm going to call a babysitter. And be like, I'm going to the Panthers game.
Taylor might be there.
That's what's going to happen for me. Yeah. But,
what if Taylor was there?
Because I feel like that would be, I think it was not super fun for me when my husband worked for the organization.
And you were just there by yourself.
I only went to one game because it's miserable because, like, children.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time that I took Ivy, like, his first season that he was there working, that was so cute. Yeah. It's so sweet, but it was a lot of work. But no, it's like, then I have friends that go to games and they have like, they're with their friends and they're having so much fun. And that's, I want that experience.
Yeah.
I want that Panthers experience.
Any of those experiences? Because yeah. I literally could not care less about football. Unless Taylor's there.
I'm not there for the football. I'm there for the experience.
I don't want that experience.
Yeah. I'm there for like the social club.
Yeah, but what do you do?
You socialize with your friends at the Panthers game.
You socialize with your friends at...
Because they're...
Chili's.
Because the friends are at the Panthers game. You go where the friends are.
I don't have friends that go to Panthers games.
Okay, well, you have me, and I'm going to be going. Do you want to come?
No.
Okay.
This isn't like... I'm not like a sports girly. Which might shock some people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, really, I think, I don't know. I guess mom is into sports. Like, she does get into sports, I feel like. I don't know. She keeps up with it.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I feel like we were not, like, raised in a house that, like, watched sports. Mm-hmm. And...
But it wasn't like, this is our team. You know, like...
That's actually really foreign to a lot of people. Like, a lot of people, most people, were raised in homes that did watch sports.
Yeah. I think that's weird.
Yeah.
They just watch the basketball?
By the way, we're the minority. Yeah. No, people will do that. And, like, they get together with their friends.
No, I know people who, like, when there's these games and they, like, for the Carolina college basketball games.
Yeah.
And they all get together and they're all wearing, like, shirts and they're all watching it together.
They're all wearing, like, their team shirts.
And then they're posting about it on Facebook. And I'm like, what are y'all doing?
That's what people do. We are the minority. We're not doing it. Which, I mean, I think, you know, for us, it probably is best that we kind of, like, limit our togetherness of our family.
I mean, like, that just doesn't, like, I mean, yeah, like, if you want to watch the Super Bowl and eat some chili, yeah.
Everyone's doing it.
But, like, we don't got to do that every week.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you that much. Not you, but, like, everybody.
Yeah.
What? I wouldn't even know what
Caleb is so into that stuff. Like, he is, like...
He wants to be...
Anything that he can do to, like, get people together for one cause. Like, he is so into it. He loves it. He lives for it. And I wish I were more like him in that way.
But y'all don't do that.
No, I know. But he's all the time kind of, like, advocating...
That you do that?
Yeah.
For example,
even like over the weekend, like he was kind of like in different group chats being like, hey, like, where are you guys? What are you guys doing? Like,
let's get together. Day?
Yeah. Like, come over.
No, see, it's the thing. Like, I know who I'm hanging out with.
Yeah.
Or I know.
And I do want to hang out with those people, but like everybody's kind of doing their own thing. You know what I'm saying? And I think that like I get afraid of asking people because I do. I think that I would have like people over more often for specific things or whatever. But I always feel like maybe I'm interrupting their day or like their time. Like I feel like they already have plans. I don't want to like impose on their plans by inviting them to like my thing. Where Caleb's just kind of like, what are you guys doing? Let's get together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's kind of his style.
I mean, okay. Maybe I'll be like that when I have a house.
Which he... You're not going to be.
I could be.
You won't.
How do you know?
I know you're not going to be because we were not raised like that.
And well, we were raised in a house that, like, we don't want you to come to our house.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Please don't come to our house.
We were raised that way. And you know what? I really try to fight against it, but I'm realizing the older that I get that, like, there's going to be have to a lot of therapizing and a lot of undoing that's going to have to happen in that sense. Yeah. In, like, the getting together with people thing. Because Caleb was raised in a house, like, everybody's welcome. Everybody come over. Like, we're all together. That was, like, their vibe. Like, and still is their vibe. And so we just have two different vibes.
But you don't know who I'll be when I have a house.
I don't.
I could be a whole new creation.
Maybe.
In Christ Jesus.
Maybe. But, I mean, and you might. You might.
I mean, like,
good for you.
Yeah. I'm going to have a dining room. People can come eat there.
I'm not stopping you. Like, yeah. If that's what you're going to do, that's fine. I'm just saying that, like, that is something that you're going to need to talk to your therapist about. Because I'm trying to. Like, I'm trying to undo that part of me and be like, yes, like... I'm open to do, like, come over, do dinner. I
feel like you
do
that.
I do. I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying hard. Welcome to my home.
Yeah.
Speaking of my home, not to make this about me, I'm not talking a lot.
It's okay.
Okay.
My throat hurts. It's okay, by the way. What's my throat?
I think we've decided what we're going to do to the house.
Okay.
Well, you know I have a lot of projects in my mind.
Yes.
But there is one project that we've been talking about for 2 years now.
Painting
the house.
Okay.
And I think we're going to lime wash the house.
I don't really know what that means.
Okay. Which now I feel bad because, like, I've told people in the past that said they were going to lime wash their house. Like, ooh, don't lime wash your house. By the way, like, why don't you listen to me? Like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Do your own research, you know? I didn't know what it was. I'm doing research on it.
So what is it?
Basically, like, from what I can pick up from it, is that where, like, when you paint your brick, you paint your brick. There's really no going back. Once your brick is painted, it's painted.
Okay.
When you lime wash your brick, you're essentially, I guess it is kind of like a stucco formula, but basically, I think you're kind of, like, bleaching it, but not really, because I think you're basically, like, stuccoing over your brick.
Okay.
But instead of it being, like, a layer, it, like, goes with your brick. It becomes your brick.
Okay.
But it's just, like, whatever color you choose for that to be.
Okay.
They have, like, lots of options.
Are you going to do white, or?
So they have one that's, like, I don't know. I want to see if I can get samples and try different ones, like, on the inside of my garage and figure out, like, what we like. Because there was one person that did, it wasn't gray, but, like, the name of it had gray in it. It wasn't, like, a white. And I was like, that might be pretty. But Caleb is, like, really about the white.
Farmhouse.
Farmhouse. That's what he wants.
Rustic chic.
But basically, with that, it would be something that would be way more realistic as far as DIYing because you don't have to, like, tape off a bunch of stuff because
it's not paint.
You're not going to spray it. You are going to have to, like, hand paint on.
A lot of work.
But I don't think it, I think that it's not as much as you would think. I mean, it's going to be a lot of work, but I think it's, as far as, like, if you go in and you spray your house, you got to take everything off. You have to, like, make sure everything's so precise to spray it. Mm-hmm. You're still going to have to do multiple coats. I think with this, it's, like, depending on how thick you mix it, is, like, depending on how many coats you're going to have to do. Because, like, obviously, if you do, like, equal parts or something, basically, the less you dilute the lime, which doesn't make sense, like, you mix it with water. So the less it's diluted down, the less opaque it is. Does that make sense?
The more it's diluted down.
The more it's diluted down, it would be see-through.
Right.
Opaque is not see-through.
You said the less opaque it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching some TikToks on it. And
okay.
I told Kayla that's what I want for my birthday.
You want the house done for your birthday, or you want, like, a bucket of lime wash for your birthday?
I think I want a bucket of lime wash. I mean, it's going to be like $270.
Okay.
That's not bad. No, not bad at all. Well, I mean, I don't know if we really even are going to need that much. You either buy, how they have it on Lowe's, is either a liter, which I don't even know what a liter is. Like, what is a liter? A liter, 2.5 liters, or 15 liters.
Okay, 15 liters.
Yeah, so that's like $270. $70.
What a weird measurement.
I know.
Strange.
So, we'll probably need a bucket of that.
Yeah.
Caleb said we might need two.
Might need two.
But I assume, like, if once we get through that bucket, we can just buy, like, the 2.5 liter buckets and go from there. Like, I don't think we're going to need two buckets.
I guess it depends on how much you use.
But based on what people were saying, I don't think we're going to need two buckets. On TikTok.
Where you've done your research.
Yeah, what do you think? You guys think that?
I literally don't.
They
have
say,
to do some research.
I know. Well, they say that it makes, like, your brick breathable.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
Does your brick need to be breathable?
Well, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, what they were saying is that it just basically becomes... You're just changing the color of your brick. And I think I like that idea.
Isn't that what painting is?
It is. It is, but it's still going to... It's going to look different.
Okay.
I think that it probably be like... You know how brick is, like, matte? Mm-hmm. It would be like that. Like, it would almost look like... You know, like, houses that have, like, gray brick.
Yeah.
Or, like, light colored brick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It would kind of be like that.
When I depart from here, I will...
Look it up and tell me what you think.
Oh. Because I'm going to be more honest with you than me.
Yeah. I really want you to do that. Like, as soon as you get here.
Like, but, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what it looks like.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
So, what else is on the notes?
Facebook.
YouTube.
Copenhagen and okay.
Yeah, no racing tea this week.
But I could give some.
Jake had some tea. Do you want to?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
We can circle back to Facebook.
Yeah. Okay. So we went to... It was the most interesting racetrack I've ever been to. I've been to a lot of racetracks.
Oh, yeah, he did race on Friday.
Yeah, he raced on Friday.
Okay, that literally feels like 3 weeks ago.
No, I know. No, I
this don't. Weekend has felt like I really needed a day off.
Yeah.
To recoup.
Yeah, no, I think you really did.
Mm-hmm.
So, he raced on Friday, and this place, and they told me, Jake was like, this is a crap hole. Mm-hmm. Like, really, it is. And... I wasn't gonna go, and then I was like, I've got to go. I have to go.
You have to be supportive.
I have to be supportive because I've only been to like a handful of these races. Because either I'm racing or they're just really far, and like we have kids.
Yeah.
This I had no excuse. I had to go.
Yeah.
So this was in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
What did you end up wearing?
I just wore like athletic shorts and a tank top.
Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, not to make this all about how skinny I am.
People are watching this probably like, she's really not as skinny. It all comes back to how skinny it is.
Hey. I did have like multiple people. I feel like I'm not, okay. Say something to me about how skinny I was.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but not in a good way. Like, not in a complimentative way.
People are the worst.
No, like, one person was like, I feel like every time I see you, you are just, like, thinner and thinner. And I said, thanks. And he was like, no, I didn't really mean it. I was like, I'm a pen. And I was like,
okay. Well, then why'd you say it?
Interesting.
If you don't have anything to say, don't say anything at all. Or something like that.
Anyway, stop.
Can I say one little side
note? Yeah.
I have never known you, honestly. I don't think I've ever known you in our adult life to just, like, walk around in a two-piece and not put a cover up on, like, all day. And you did that for 2 days. And yeah. I was like, wow. Like, cover up, I don't even.
Oh, I know.
I'm so kidding.
No. I was like, she's a one-piece girly.
You're feeling so good.
I'm feeling so good.
It made me really happy.
Thanks.
To see you half naked, walking around for 2 days. It brought me so much joy.
Thank you. No, I'm really feeling good.
Ocean Lakes is not
really Ocean Lakes, they're like, who is this? We've never met her. We've never seen her. Like, I would always say, like, my stomach hasn't seen a lot of day.
Yeah.
In years.
Oh, it did this weekend.
It did this weekend. My stomach was out on Lake Hickory all weekend long.
Yeah.
And you're welcome, Lake Hickory, for that. But yeah, we're just trying to get some sun on her. Yeah. We're just trying to, she really hasn't had any vitamin D in a minute. So we're just trying to, like, get her reacclimated.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even get summer. Yeah. I thought about that. You know how I always get summer?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. So anyway,
that is SPF 70.
But yeah, I had, and even when this person was telling me this, I looked at Jake, because Jake was standing there, and I was like, did you tell him to say that?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, I haven't even talked to him about when he was at my
age. Oh, you felt that Jake
had told him.
Okay, so are you saying that, like, you were reliving your experience whenever you were 12 when they were telling you that you saw?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, in a sense. Because Jake has been, like,
not supportive.
Not,
like,
not supportive.
He's kind of like, okay, are we done here?
Well,
he's like, this is good.
He has follow-up questions, you know?
Like, yeah.
Who is this for? Why do you feel like you need to lose weight? And I've said to you, I know I've said it to you 1,000 times, is that, like, the fluffier I got, the more Jake liked me.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Don't ask me. But I think that, I think same is true. I think the skinnier I get, I think he definitely is super attracted to me.
Yeah.
At all facets. And we love him for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fluffier.
But what is he being?
Skinnier. You know, but he's kind of like, okay, like, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is good. This is enough. So that's why I thought he had said something to that guy.
Yeah.
I said that, like, every time somebody would say something to me, I'm like, did you tell him to say that? And he's like, no, I'm talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if he's telling the truth or not.
Yeah.
But anyway, long story short, we're at this hellhole in Franklin County, Virginia. Do you know where that is?
It sounds like somewhere that a prison would be.
Probably. I'm up here in Franklin County prison.
That really does it not?
It probably is.
It sounds like somebody, like Johnny Cash, wrote a song about it.
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Nothing related.
We digress. So, I go. Mm-hmm. It's so far. And it is, in fact, a hellhole.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I was in shock and all. Because I guess we're just so spoiled in these really nice facilities. Not to talk down on this facility.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it was different than what I had been acclimated to in my time.
Yeah.
And, anyway, long story short.
How did they have them racing at such a crappy racetrack?
That was, honestly,
was this televised?
It was on Flow.
Why are they racing there?
I don't know why they were racing there. It was something.
I didn't. Well, I usually watch his races. I didn't watch this.
It was very different. And the people there were very different. And
it was giving Franklin County.
It was giving Franklin County. And if you know what I mean, then you know. And if you don't, we don't. But it was literally in the middle of nowhere. There was a huge fight. A huge fight. Yeah. Not in the Jake's race.
Oh, so, but, like, was it his, what's, not, was it, like, people he was racing against? Or was it,
no,
what was the difference, like, class or whatever?
Well, it was and it wasn't. So, they have another class that's, like, the same kind of car, but a different kind of motor.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It might be the same motor, but a different carburetor. But anyway, they go a little bit slower.
Okay.
Anyway, so one of the guys, what?
Nothing.
One of the guys that races with Jake, his son races in this class. Okay, so it's like, it involves people, but not at the same time.
Yeah.
Without going into detail, because nobody cares about it, it was the most redneck crap I've ever seen in my life. And I'm here. It was the most redneck thing I've ever seen. Like, they red flagged the race. The officials are, like, taking this kid's window net down. Then the guy that raced with Jake comes out, and he's, like, on the racetrack, like, fighting with the race director. All the officials start fighting The officials are fighting with the people.
Okay.
Okay. The guy who races with Jake, he also has a brother that also races with Jake. Two brothers. I mean, it's the Myers brothers. Have you heard of this? Yeah, they race at Bowman Gray. Very famous. They had a show. They had a reality show about these brothers called The Madhouse. And it followed these two brothers racing at Bowman Gray.
Unfortunately, I have not seen it.
Okay. Reality TV, baby.
Okay, so where can I see this?
I don't know. I don't know what it was on. Discovery? I don't know. I made that up. Okay. Science Channel.
But that's who it is?
That's who it is.
Wait. That's fine?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was his son, and then it was his brother.
Okay.
Was, like, backing him up. Because they're brothers, so his nephew. And yeah. They're all, when I tell you, it was like a 30 to 40 person fight. It's the biggest fight I've ever seen. And everybody was fighting.
And me and Jake are just standing there like,
what?
We're not in the fight.
No, we're not in the fight. And the funniest thing was, there was a guy there from, like, a racing, like, news outlet, and we were standing by him, and he's filming it, as they do.
Yes, you would. If I would have filmed it.
Oh, I was about to ask him, was that then? Dad was had already left at this point.
Oh, man, because he would have been filming.
He would have been in the fight. In the fight. Everyone was in the fight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not you.
Not me.
And not Jake.
And not Jake. And so it was so funny because this guy, we're standing right next to him and he's filming it, and then he turns to Jake, the camera, and says, Jake Crump's not in the fight. And someone else whom we are not going to plug their outlet used that same video. And it was just really, and it was really funny. It was really funny because Jake was like,
I love that.
And, but it was
and again, Jake Crump, he's not, I just want to know, he's not in the fight, and it's on video.
This is literally what he said. He was just like,
we'll see you in court.
And here's Jake, and he's not in the fight, and then back in the fight. So, anyway, it was such a good fight. It was like, we fought, they had a big fight, and it's really not. And maybe that's my own trauma of, like, what is a big fight?
Yes.
If you push around, you're like, they got a fight. That's not a fight.
Uh-huh.
You can see some blood.
Yeah.
If it's a fight.
You know? And so basically it was like, these people were fighting, and then those people were fighting other people. Like, basically
everyone's fighting next to each other. Now everyone's fighting each other.
Wow.
It was really interesting. And
yeah. But you're just almost like, pee. Aggressive.
No, yeah. It was crazy. And so everyone else got calmed down. Oh, there was no cops there. So there was just, like, two security
guards. Well, I mean, they're all from prison.
They're all from the county prison, yes, at the end of there. And so, essentially, there was just, like, two, like, rent cops, security guards, like, literally had little, like, badges that just said security.
Yeah.
And they...
So, were they actually... Did they get those on Amazon? Or well, were they actually security?
We don't know. I don't know. I'm going to start wearing one.
I should.
No, security. And but they did have pepper spray, and how the fight ended was that one of the security guards stood up and was like, I'm going to spray everybody. And he had his pepper spray.
I was about to marry a gun.
You know what I mean?
In a place like that.
You know. So close to the penitentiary down there.
Yeah.
No, I know. It was wild. Well, in the end...
Did he have to spray? Or did it break up the fight?
It broke up the fight. They ended up...
Why didn't they leave with that? Wait, why didn't they leave with that? The pepper spray?
I mean, they were in a fight. So they couldn't.
Yeah.
So they called the race off. They just ended the race. They're like, we're just going to stop.
You're done.
No, literally. It wasn't over, but they were like...
Everybody go home.
This is over.
Yeah.
Well, as you know...
Did anybody win, or did they have to, like, literally just...
No, somebody won. Yeah, whoever was leading the race, like,
congrats.
You win. Good job. And so at that point, when the race was over, that was the last race, so they opened the gate. Well, then fans start coming in.
And fighting.
It be all I'd ever seen. It be all I'd ever seen. And that's saying a lot. That is saying a lot. You know what I said? I said I will never be back over here at Franklin County Penitentiary.
Yeah.
I'm not coming back.
Are you glad that you experienced it, though? I mean, now that you don't have to go back, but now that it happened, can we be grateful for what happened?
I will never be going back. And also, it was a really funny thing that happened.
Yeah.
For me. Not for all people.
Yeah.
For me, it was.
Yeah.
Just as someone watching.
Watching on the sidelines.
Uninvolved. And you know what Jake always says to me?
Nobody's talking about you on the internet about it.
I'm sure somebody
is. Somebody probably did bring you up.
Somebody is.
Where was Jake from?
And where was Jake from? Here he is. Found him. Where's Waldo? We found him. And... it was really funny. It was really funny. And, what was I going to say? I had a follow-up to that. Oh, Jake's always like, at the late model races, when I'm racing, he's like, you know, we just don't have this drama at the modified races. It's just not like this.
Oh, he said that.
He always says that all the time. And then I come to one race. I'm in the pits. This is the first modified race I've been in the pits.
The most drama you've ever seen in your life. Ever a race.
50-person fight.
Yeah.
And y'all are less dramatic. Interesting.
But you are the drama. You've been the drama.
I will tell you in a way how it's different is that I don't believe anyone got arrested.
Oh, okay.
So maybe in that sense he means like these boys have their big boy pants on.
Okay.
They're not out here pressing charges. We're just going to have our 30-person fight. We're going to move on.
Yeah.
It should.
Yeah.
It should.
Oh, that's the nature of the sport.
That's the nature of the sport.
It's a lost phenomenon.
It's a lost art. The lost art of, like, let's get our butts whooped and we'll go home and we'll come back next week.
And we're going to come back next week and we're going to race against these same people.
It's lost art.
And, I mean, I hope also that they went home and they didn't just, like, hop on the internet.
I'm sure some did.
But then some, it's like...
I promise you, those Myers brothers didn't. They don't give a crap about me. They don't give a... They were just
winning their struggles.
Yeah. They didn't care. They did not care. And I love that for them.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I think that's kind of what he meant, is like these guys, they just like... They can kind of take their butt whooping and go home.
Yeah.
And some just can't do that. And particularly people who drive like models can't do that.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Well, do you think it's because, people that are in, I don't know this, okay, so I'm speaking about something that I have no idea about. This is not my algorithm, okay, by the way. But, like, you had said before that, like, what are the kind of cars that Jake's in?
Modifieds,
okay. That they are kind of like retired stock car drivers.
Yes.
And that they are kind of like, they got so like done with that. They kind of, not like they're the, what was the word? Like they're retired stock car drivers that are like done with stock cars.
Yeah.
And so then they got to modify this. And maybe that's like.
For some of them, not all of them, some of them have only ever done that thing.
Okay.
Some of them have only ever, like, they grew up doing that thing.
Uh-huh.
Instead of, like, taking the late model route, they did the modified route.
Yeah.
Because that's also, like, a road you can take. Like, you can do modifieds, and then there's people who do modifieds and are successful in that, and then they go on to, like, the Cup Series and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That is, it's just a different avenue. But some people, like Ryan Newman.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, right.
Champion. NASCAR champion. Uh-huh. He's racing with Jake.
Right.
Because he's just like, I love to race. And he got into it with some... little kid, too. Not little kid. I think he's, like, 18. He didn't hit him. But the kids wrecked him multiple times. And he was...
It was actually the funniest Ryan Freeman versus 18. That's a kid.
And Ryan Freeman's a big dude.
Yeah.
He's a big guy. It was actually really funny. I didn't watch the video till last night. Like, it happened. I knew it happened. Like, I knew they were, like, yelling at each other. But I didn't actually, like, watch the video. But I did watch the video. And he said the funniest thing. And I will be using it in the future.
Ryan did?
Ryan did.
Okay.
Okay, so he's trying to, like, talk to this kid. But the kid's dad kind of, like, steps in between. Who's also, like, big in the sport. And, like, he owns the cars. And he's, like, you know, whatever. So, Ryan, they're kind of yelling back and forth. And then, the dad is, like, F you, to Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but, like, not F you, you know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Full profanity.
Yeah.
And Ryan goes, come F me, man. And I was like,
oh, I've never thought of that.
Why? Is this the first time I've ever heard anybody say that?
Yeah. Like, usually people are like, no, F you.
F you, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, huh? Well, like, because he didn't know what to say after.
Look at him setting trails.
And I really loved it. And that is living in my head rent free right now. Because I was just like, what an out of pocket thing to say.
Yeah.
But I did love it.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, it was Franklin County Speedway in Callaway, Virginia. It was an experience. It was an experience, and we did get home at 3 a.m. And wow. So, it was so far. And then walked straight up and went to that basketball tournament.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, probably, like, I mean, I know you do good on no sleep, but the lack of sleep also paired with the lady saying the things that she was saying. It was just not a good combo.
Yeah.
It was too much for one weekend.
Yeah. It's a lot. Yeah. So... All's well that ends well.
I'm so glad that you guys made it out alive.
We did. Oh, I was literally like, you have to get me out of here. I have to leave this place.
Yeah.
I have to leave this place. And never come back. And never to return.
I mean, I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say it now.
Okay.
Any, like, I'm saying, what, especially, like, if I am tired or overstimulated or, like, just donezo, I am to the point in my age that, like, when conflict arises, I'm just going to leave the room.
Yeah.
I think there was a point in my life where I was like, maybe I could, like, be a peacemaker in this. Or maybe I could be, like, I hate this word, like, devil's advocate in this conversation. But no, I'm to the point in my life where I am just going to leave the room. That's what I did last night. And I'm so sorry that I just kind of left. I was like, I can't be here anymore.
Yeah. So I'm sure to leave the room.
Yeah. And I'm so good about it.
Yeah. That's good. No, I needed to leave the Callaway, Virginia room. And I did. And I'll never be back.
Yeah.
We closed that chapter. I saw.
The
book is closed.
Or the chapter, rather. We're on to the next one. Chapter two.
Although brief, the relationship I had there, it's never going to come across my desk again.
And that's on growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the racing team.
That's the reason, T, and we really probably should wrap up anyways because I have to go get Ivy from school, but I am selling some stuff on Facebook Marketplace if you guys need anything out there. But just, like, don't be rude.
Don't be rude.
Like, if I can't get back to you in 3.5 seconds, do not be rude to me. Like, it's not, honestly, they are bar stools that I'm selling for $20 a piece, okay?
Chill.
You're going to be fine. People are so rude.
I
didn't want to go into that more, but it doesn't matter.
No, I agree.
On Facebook Marketplace.
Facebook Marketplace is a nightmare.
Like, I'm not like that. If I'm inquiring about something on Facebook Marketplace, I'm not like that.
No.
Like, if you don't get back to me, you didn't get back to me. You probably had a bunch of other people interested, or I was too late to the game, or whatever.
Yeah. You know who is like that?
Dad.
Jake.
Oh.
No.
He gets, like, mad if somebody doesn't get back to him.
If they don't get back to him. And because I've seen him send messages and be like, I guess you don't want to sell this.
Okay, Jake, you are being that guy right now. Like, no, I'm telling you, so many kids.
No, the person did put him in his place, though. They're like, actually, no, I just have a job and a family and a life.
Thank you for saying that.
And yeah.
Whoever you are out there.
No, I think it really showed it.
That's what I wanted to say. And I said it before, like, even my business. Like, yeah. If someone's, like, email me and I was able to get back to them. It's rough out here. There are times that I open emails or messages and I'm like, I'll go to check my schedule. I've said this before. And then I, like, literally, somebody comes up to me and wants a snack.
Yeah.
Somebody needs something. And then I'm like, okay, I'll get back to that. And then I don't. And then it's like 24 to 48 hours later. I'm like, crap, I didn't get back to them.
Yeah.
And I had to say, like, hey, by the way, I say, oh, my kids, your girl's doing a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a podcast star.
Podcast phenomenal.
This was not, like, my only email that I had today.
No.
Or this week. And
no.
And I that's really not the way to look at it. Every person should be, like, you should be intentional with it. That's not what I'm saying. But, like,
it's not that you don't matter.
It's not that you don't matter. It's just, like, there's so much more to the story.
Yeah. We desire your patience at this time.
Yeah. At all times.
At all times.
Yes. Yeah. So, anyway, if you need some stuff out there, I'm probably going to keep posting some things.
Facebook.
YouTube. Marketplace.
YouTube.
Spotify.
Yeah. Apple. Just reach out if you need some things.
Yeah.
What kind of things?
Baby stuff. Mm-hmm. Mom was like, are you done having babies? Because you're posting like baby stuff.
Yeah, I heard her say that.
And that was so rude of her to say anyways. Because, like, I am kind of going through something right now with that I'll talk about later. And I don't know if I'm done having babies yet. And maybe I am.
And it's none of your business.
And maybe, like, the Tina? Lord is making me be done with having babies. I don't know. I'm not settled. But I don't have room for the stuff in my house.
Yes.
And I'm...
It's like this has 4 pants. Just move along.
We're going to have to just get rid of
if
some things.
If you need some, you buy more in the future.
We will.
When the time comes.
I'm only keeping very, very essential things, like a bassinet and a swing.
And what else do you need anyway?
Really nothing. And everything else, I'm sad to see it go because both of my girls have used a lot of the things that we're selling and kindling. There is one, like, jumpy thing that wasn't from kindling that I have, like, that literally, like, we wore this thing out. It wasn't a jumpy thing. It was, like, a sit thing. It's that one that we have that, like, spins and it has the toys on top.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that makes me sad. To see it go. But it's okay.
Bless and release.
It's okay. And maybe we'll have more babies.
One thing about me is...
And if I do, I will be seeing a surgeon after that.
Yes. Nothing holds, like, really any sentiment about me.
You know, I felt like I felt that way, too. And I was going through... I'm switching out clothes again for Noah. And there's this one pair of jammies, because there's some clothes that it's like, I'm not even going to hand down if I, let's say I have another girl, I'm not even going to hand these down when they're done.
Yeah.
And I have, like, a pile for that. And there was a pair of jammies that they probably were kindlings.
Mm-hmm.
They are the pink polka dotted ones with the monkey on them. They're fleece.
I don't remember.
I'll have to show you because I couldn't get rid of them. They're hot pink with white polka dots, and they have a monkey right here. They're honestly so ugly. They're so ugly.
Okay.
But I'm going to cry talking about it. I literally, I'm not like this. I'm not this mom. But they have a hole in the zipper.
Uh-huh.
The zipper's broken. They need to just be honestly thrown in the trash. Like, nobody can use these anymore. And I went to them in the pile. And I sat there for a second. And I picked them back up. Can't get rid of the shoes.
Yeah.
It made me so sad. I could not get rid of it. I'm going to cry. Talking about it. And I was like, I can't get rid of them yet. I'm going to put them back in the drawer. And she can't wear them. They're too little for her.
Yeah.
Nobody wears them. There's a hole in them.
You should put them in your keepsake box.
And I don't know why they mean so much to me. I have no idea why. They're so ugly. And they literally, she has 100 pairs of jammies. And so does I. These mean something. I think they're worth it less. And maybe we should just keep them.
You should probably keep
around.
Them.
Around.
Yeah.
Just to say we did.
Yeah. I love that.
But anyways, that's the tea.
That's the tea.
This was fun.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a nap.
Everyone needs a nap. It was a wild weekend.
Yeah.
Not wild. It was just, we liked.
We liked.
We liked to bait. Belly was out. Full belly out.
Yeah.
wear my little onesie today.
Maybe if we can find time this week, I would like to go shopping.
Yeah. Well, if we're going to do it, it's got to be this week because we get all the children's on Friday for our big summer
blowout.
Blowout. Fix my blowout. And I will be out of commission for 7 days.
Yeah. No, I do. I do. I want to figure out where I want to go.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Offline.
Offline. There's no way to stop.
Yeah. I hope everybody has a great rest of your week. Next time you see me, I'll be older.
Happy birthday week.
Thank you. I'll be older and
faster. I was going to say that at the beginning. And no. Then we just like jumped right in.
We don't need to bring it up. Honestly, I thought that I was turning 32 this year.
She's going to be 33.
Yeah. I lost count. I actually made Caleb do the math again to make sure that was right.
Yeah. It's like instead of, I don't know about you, how's it going?
I'm going 33.
I'm feeling 22. It's, you don't know about me. I'm feeling 33. Yeah, just switch it up.
Yeah.
You know what? Caleb's much older than you. And look at her.
I know, she's glowing.
So, it all we don't her. Fear the future.
I'm not fearing the future.
Caleb's living in the future and she's thriving.
I am thriving.
You're thriving. The future. You're 30, flirty, and...
What is that
name? 30 and flirty. Words are not wording for me today.
I'm not 30. 30.
30. 30. 30. Flirty, flirty, and
flirty. I'm 33. I need to go shopping. I need to burn half of my closet down. And I need to get my house not washed. And that's
and then you're going to be cured.
And then I'm going to be cured.
Okay. So we know what we need to do. Good. We have a plan in place.
Okay. Well, love y'all.
Love ya.
Bye.
Bye.